Al Jazeera Podcasts.
At least three Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes that hit a residential building in Rafah in the south. Nearly 1.5 million people have sought refuge in the city, where Israel is threatening to launch a major ground offensive. In central Gaza, four people were killed when an Israeli bomb targeted Al-Nusayrat refugee camp on Tuesday. The camp has been under repeated attack for days. Meanwhile, heavy shelling was reported in the town of Zawada. The injured have been taken to Al-Aqsa Hospital. Well, students across U.S. universities are continuing to protest against Israel's war on Gaza. Hundreds of students have been arrested since Friday. Students from Massachusetts to California are calling for institutions to cut ties with companies that profit from Israel's war on Gaza. More than 400 Israeli settlers have entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in occupied East Jerusalem. A heavy police presence from the Israeli police is in place. Tight restrictions have been put in place for the Jewish holiday of Passover. The UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk says he's horrified by reports of mass graves in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. At least 310 bodies have been recovered on the grounds of Nasser Hospital. Witnesses say some of the victims were killed during the Israeli siege of the hospital. Many were found with their hands bound and appeared to have been shot execution style. The UN is calling for a thorough and independent investigation. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi has arrived in Sri Lanka on a visit aimed at strengthening ties between the two countries. He will hold talks with the Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe, and Raisi will inaugurate a multi-million-dollar power plant built by Iranians. Ahead of his visit to Sri Lanka, Raisi spent 3 days in Pakistan as part of his tour of South Asia. Well, North Korea has sent a high-level delegation to Iran. The rare visit is raising speculation of cooperation between the two nations over their weapons programs. Pyongyang and Tehran are known to have close ties, and both are under international sanctions. Russia has launched several missiles targeting Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. The missiles hit a residential area, damaging buildings and dozens of cars. At least six people were injured. Authorities say an investigation is underway to record the strike as a war crime.
Coming up on The Take, why do pro-Palestinian voices on U.S. college campuses feel they're being silenced? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.